We're live?
Yep.
Oh, I have to finish my sandwich.
Are we talking to the... What are you having a sandwich at 9 o'clock at night, Jay?
That's
inappropriate eating.
It's a breakfast sandwich. I'm just early.
Well, you can have breakfast 24-7, right?
Is it a breakfast sandwich?
Can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sausage, egg, and cheese. Yummy.
McDonald's sausage, egg, and cheese?
No.
Okay.
Did you make it yourself?
What's that?
Did you make it yourself?
I microwaved it myself.
Oh, I see.
Oh, never mind. Go through the drive-thru. Oh, hello, Internet, just in case you were missing me.
It was a long week without you, Weird.
Yeah? Wait, mm-hmm. Why are we? I never went anywhere.
Well, I don't hear your dulcet tones for a whole week.
I'm on like 16 podcasts.
I don't listen to podcasts.
I know.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay. I got a confession. I don't read Michael Bain's blog very often.
Neither do I.
But the one today was awesome.
Okay. That was extremely
for this
awesome.
One line right here. Maybe it's time Dave Petzl popped out his butt plug and quit whining about the 21st century.
What?
Michael Bain.
Okay, Michael Bain.
All I'm going to say. We met him, Brita.
Yes.
And Ben Allen. And Weird.
Yeah.
All of us. He's met all the squirrels.
Yes, he has.
Yes.
He's
been squirrels. Wait. Did he just... He just had his knee surgery. I wonder if he's all fucking juiced up on goofballs now.
Oh, almost certainly.
I wonder if that's the Percocets talking.
Oh, almost certainly.
Oh, man. That's even better.
That's an awesome line.
That is an awesome line. Well, except for the point of the fact that he's not complaining about the 21st century. He's complaining about the second half of the 20th century.
Yeah.
And not in defense of Petzl, but just as an explanation, he's always been that way.
He's a hipster FUD, right? He's upset that he's not special anymore.
He's not saying they don't belong there. He's just grumbling, and he's kind of the cranky old man. And, that's his thing. He's field and stream, not recoil. It's in keeping with with character.
Yeah,
there were, believe me, I was at SHOT. There are tons of hunting rifles, shotguns, accessories.
Oh yeah,
There were plenty.
But I gotta say the hunter not shooter, which is at least was growing up, almost all of the hunters I knew in Maine, at least in southern Maine, were hunters not shooters. Yeah, in other words,
they were guys that could
not hit the fucking broadside of a goddamn barn. Just could not put a deer down on the ground. If they did hit them, they'd be gut shooting them or breaking their hind legs and chasing them down, and just really hearing stories. They're sitting around drinking beers and laughing. Oh man, we just could not kill this fucking deer.
Yeah, but those are guys that have three guns and go through one box of ammo in a decade.
Oh yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah,
20 round box they've had for 19 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Then maybe put two pills at the beginning of deer season, and then load a few more of them up into the gun, and then at the end of the year, those guys come out of the gun and go back into the box, and there it is. Yeah, I've even heard it was Xavier from Xavier Thoughts, that blast from the past, talked about he actually knew a bunch of people that would actually pawn their hunting guns at the end of the hunting season, because, hey, guess what? It's going into a bonded, climate-controlled, gun vault instead of being just thrown in their fucking, bedroom closet. So it's one of those, pawn it. They get, a couple of bucks to throw around for a few months. And then before the pawn loan expires, they pay it back and get their rifle back. And ta-da, it's still in pristine condition. Because what the fuck are they going to do with it between, now and then? Sort of idea. Mm. So, but on the other hand, the shooter and hunter, I have been prairie dog shooting with Kelly, and holy fuck. Dude just does just some just crazy shots.
Anyway.
It's Wednesday, October 75th, 1992.
January 28th, 2016, episode 181.
Crazy. Wow.
And more hot.
Our episode is a palindrome.
Yep.
Yes.
The entirety of 2016, I have not said more hog, and I just that popped in my head the other day, and I'm like, oh my god, there.
You just said it.
This there needs more hog, and so I'm saying it needs more hog. I'm making a New Year's resolution right now. My New Year's resolution is more hog. iTunes, leave an iTunes review, 5 stars only.
5 stars.
More hog.
That's right, more hog.
Like and comment on our Facebook page with more hog. We've got a Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We have a call.
Already?
Wow. Yep.
Wow.
Area code 508. Hello.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Hey. He's going to need his own music soon, I think.
Yep. Just well, that. Well, it's got to sound Christmassy for the Arctic and
jingle,
the Elf.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Wrong kind of elf, brother.
They only make one kind. They make toys.
What's that weird?
Touchy cookies.
You're the one that wanted to be a dentist, right?
I'd rather be a dentist.
No, I had a very fortunate resemblance to characters from that movie in the late 90s.
The Bombay Twins?
Early aughts movies. Uh-huh. The Lord of the Rings movies?
Oh.
You're a Balrog?
At least.
Jack. He's 12 feet tall and made out of fire. Awesome.
I have met Arctic Elf, and he is absolutely striking resemblance to Bomber.
I was going to ask if he had furry feet.
No, at the time I was a skinny and pale ass computer geek with hair down to my belt.
Hmm. Which I can't
for
that
Weird
at all.
And Brita and Jay, you can do the math on that one.
Yes.
I can't picture the hair.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never had hair down to
your belt. Well, Jay, you've completely got hair down to your belt, Jay. It's just throwing off your shoulders, not.
Whenever the hair on the top of my head gets more than like 4 inches, I go see the barber. But yeah, no, I've got hair. I've got hair well past my belt. Stops at the ankles.
Barber.
Actually, Jay, you know, your goal should be a beard and a beard and mustache that you can tuck into your belt to keep it out of the way.
You don't have hair on your toes, weird?
Like John Hollister from
I do. Yeah, but there's a whole vast gulf of actually bizarrely nude and smooth skin in between my ankle and like the first knuckle of my big toe.
Why do we always end up talking about body hair here?
It's the squirrel report. What do you expect?
Yeah,
because there's an Italian in the room.
isn't there a joke in the title of the show about body hair, Brita? Yeah.
I'm wondering.
Why did I call? I called to thank you for the stickers.
Woohoo!
And to ask Brita what happens if I send something back to the return address on that package.
Bomb sniffing turtle.
Did I put the correct address on that?
Bomb sniffing turtle.
You know where I live.
I have no idea whether it's the correct one or not, but
I probably did.
And I'm not gonna read it on the air either.
No, I probably did. You can send things, I guess.
Okay, just, well,
non-perishable.
No G-strings.
Non-ticking.
Non-hardware. Yeah. No, you can send her G-strings. Why not?
No, don't do that. Oh, my God.
What?
I had that problem once.
Well, okay, so Brita, I'm gonna send you a set of those 5'11 yoga pants to review.
Oh dear.
And I'm also gonna send you some G-strings that Weird can review while you guys are on your way to the NRA annual meeting.
Those will actually come in very, very handy because Ryan, who owns the car, will be plays a guitar. So, I mean, there's
G-strings.
Oh, God. That's going to be a long drive.
I'm a dad, folks. I'm a dad.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of dads, so has Ragnar become a 2-year-old in the fullest sense of the term?
Oh, dear God, yes. He learned the phrase "I need" from his one of his cousins at Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and now he needs everything, and he is rapidly learning that throwing yourself on the floor and screaming won't actually get you what you want, but it might make us point and laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be very frustrating for him.
Yes, it is.
I've had full-on 2-year-old rage, like fireballs and hell fury and glowing red eyes. Oh, my God. I want chocolate now!
You do a remarkably good job of that, Weird. You've got a future as a voice actor.
Oh, I do a good job at it because I hear it all the time. Yeah, I hear it in my fucking sleep.
Yes.
She's like the nursery rhyme of the girl with a little curl in the middle of her forehead. And when she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was horrid. Oh, God, yeah. When she's good, she's so good. The other day she woke up early and I'm like, sweetie, it's in the middle of the night. She's like, I'm awake. I want to go downstairs. So how about you come into bed with us? And I'm just like anything. I'm just, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I just need a little bit more sleep. And plopped her down between us. And she just, she cuddled up to my wife and reached over with her other hand and started patting me on the head. And I fell right asleep. It was, and she didn't like, she wasn't kicking and squirming or wiggling around and changing position every 5 seconds. She just snuggled up and just, I don't know if she fell asleep, but I sure did, and just relaxed. And I'm just like, man, that went way better than I expected.
But yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky. He's been invited into bed a couple of times, and he did go right back to sleep. Slept for as long as he wanted to, till normal wake up time. However, he is a very acrobatic sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Even the dogs will not, like, they would like to cuddle with him, but they won't when he's asleep because it's. It's like watching William Shatner. He's just constantly in motion.
You made the great statement about very, very young babies before they're able to turn over, they sleep like a starfish. They're flat on their back, but they're always in like a different position in a different location.
And now that he can roll over.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
And now that he can roll over, it's that. In 3 dimensions.
Yeah.
But
if you try to dress...
He does not fall off of the bed.
Huh.
What's that, Jay?
And when you try to dress them, they turn into an octopus.
Yes.
Yes. Whoa. Shit. What the fuck?
Why is Alan...
What
Felix?
Was that?
I have no idea. some damn autoplay in video.
Alan caught dubstep.
all I got was static. I'll have to listen to that tomorrow.
No, that was dubstep.
Yeah, it was. It's very much like static.
It sounds similar to static.
Oh, it was just pure clipping on the speaker.
Oh yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, I prefer good dubstep. Alan.
Hey, Hey, thanks for calling, Arctic Elf. We got
all more, right. You have a good night.
We got more callers stacked up.
More callers. I know. Awesome.
It's crazy.
It's almost like a call-in show.
Yeah. This is area code 513. Hello.
Hi, it's Big Mama.
Oh, hi.
How are you, Brita? Pardon?
It's Aaron.
It is
Aaron. I love the movie about your house.
Big Mama's house.
Har, 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 har.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was actually calling because I had some interesting news this week.
Okay.
If you've seen my Facebook, you may have found out that I have become an ant.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
She's become an insect?
Yes.
Okay. My brother, who lives in Talkeetna, Alaska, which is this tiny podunk town situated between Fairbanks and Anchorage, his fiance gave birth on Monday night. Nobody knew she was pregnant, including
Did she
her.
Know she was pregnant?
Whoa, including
she had
her?
No idea.
She
had no idea she was pregnant at all.
Whoa.
What?
The baby was full term.
Oh, my God.
Mom and baby are doing fine, but it was quite an interesting... She got up in the middle of the night with a stomach ache.
Oh, okay.
Things started happening, so my brother called 911, and just before the paramedics got there, he had to deliver his baby girl.
Wow.
And the paramedics showed up and took them to the Talkeetna Airport, and they were airlifted to a hospital in Anchorage, where they have been for the past few days.
So has she just been feeling like for the past 9 months, she's been feeling a little out of sorts or something? Or
occasionally she'd have kind of a stomach ache. She'd complain about being tired a lot. Nobody ever put two and two together.
She didn't think
she could get pregnant. So they weren't really worried about it. It was quite a shock to our family. We had
and the baby's healthy and
of,
fine? Wow.
Yeah. Baby's healthy, full term, doing well. Meanwhile, I'm over here, swollen in places I didn't know could get swollen. Suffering from backaches and cramps and...
Almost done, though.
Yes, I'm 36 weeks
almost.
Today. So.
Okay.
Coming down the wire, but I'm like, how do you not know?
Considering
myself very lucky that we had 9 months to prepare.
I know. Can you imagine? Surprise!
Surprise! Here's a baby. Whoa!
Holy crap!
Yeah. So I had to get that out there and share with the world my fun news of the week.
To be fair, when that baby pops out, no matter how much you've been doing, you're like, what the fuck do I do now?
This is true. Although I'm hoping we can bring her down to NRAM and show her off to everybody.
Hooray.
Really excited to see the whole crew together. That'll be fun.
Neat.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Definitely be fun.
Yeah, and the time
I get
too,
to hang out with the baby.
Yeah, and me. I'll be
and
there
you.
Too.
Well, you know, you.
Yeah. You forget. Yeah. Once you pop around, baby, you suddenly become the opening act. Yeah, everyone sees you. Everyone sees you and says hi to you, but they're not sticking around for you.
Right. Right. It's all about the baby.
I paid to see the headliner. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
So it was good to hear from you.
That was
cool surprise.
I typically don't call in because it's past my bedtime, but I wanted to get in touch with you guys and say hi.
Hi. are you still working right now?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, well, time.
You're my hero.
I'm trying, just trying, taking it a day at a time.
Yep.
That's all we can do.
Yep. Well, so, feel, you know, take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon, both of you.
Babies!
Oh, yeah. Yes!
And Tommy, too, of course, that guy who, you know,
is completely responsible for the entire putting up situation. With me.
Yeah. Anyway, hugs to you both.
All right, well, I'll let you guys get to your next caller, and I'll listen to the rest of you on my way to work tomorrow.
Cool.
Okay,
have a good night. Thanks for calling, Aaron. Have a good night. Wow. Aaron.
I can't believe that.
Yay.
9 months pregnant.
How does that even happen?
I don't have any experience.
I got to say, my wife had what? At least from hearing other people talking about the stories and all that. And of course, also, you know, being a dude. So I have just the vaguest frame of reference for this. Yeah. She had a fairly mild pregnancy, and yeah, still, she was still a completely different fucking human being for those 9 months.
I don't know.
And the first, maybe two, you know, were, you know, no big deal, but yeah. No, doesn't take too long after that before, yeah, no, completely different person.
That is not the first time it's happened, though. You know, a surprise baby. But wow, but crazy.
I don't know. I'm not gonna speculate because we're dealing with listeners' family at this point. But yeah, man, I think you've either got to be one of those people that's like completely unaware. You know, just some people are super in tune with their body going, oh man, yeah, no, I've got a thumping headache because I didn't drink enough water. I'm dehydrated. Let me get a couple of glasses of water in me and I'll feel better in about 15 minutes, you know, sort of idea. Or the, no, I need to get 8.5 hours of sleep exactly because otherwise I'm going to be cranky sort of idea. And then there's just the people that are just like the, oh yeah, you know, come to think of it, I didn't eat all day today, did I?
So oh. Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
I always wonder on those people of the, how did you not eat all day long?
I would be, I'd be so evil by that time.
Compared to?
Like, I would be actively evil instead of just.
Passively evil?
Passively evil. Yeah, I get the hangry pretty bad.
We lost Jay.
Yeah.
Lost Jay.
He's in chat.
Oh, no.
Call him back again. Well, see if it works now.
Oops. Oh, shit. Well, that was cool. Lost everybody there.
You pushed the explodey button, didn't you,
Whoops.
Alan? What did that button do? Just so you know, everyone, Squirrel Port Studios is equipped with ejector seats.
Whoosh. Yeah, I thought it was just me.
No.
Skype apparently reaches out and bitch slaps my modem.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's Skype.
Maybe you need to reboot.
I probably.
Who's your cable provider now, Jay?
What's that?
Who's your cable provider now?
It's still Comcast.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
But we have Verizon Fios available, so it's a zillion times better because they have competition. Imagine that. Go capitalism.
Just dump them and get the variety. I mean, actually, Sebastian just put up a whole post on how like anti-gun and dipshitty the company is.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. It's just one of those, oh man, I didn't realize that much of an asshole. I just thought they were way more expensive for terrible service. What?
We have another call.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's almost like a real call-in show.
No way.
Bye. Area code 810. Hello.
Good evening. It's Smitty.
Hi.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Smitty.
I just wanted to thank you for the stickers. Love them.
Oh, you're welcome.
I already put them to good use.
What did you put it on?
What's that?
What did you put them on?
Oh, I put one on the back of my car.
Oh, cool.
Did you put one on your Trapper Keeper?
No, I couldn't do that. We find out that at work.
You know what? I haven't even put one on my truck.
Oh my gosh, I have one on the back of my car.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I have one on my Trapper Keeper.
It is it's lasting through the winter and everything, yeah. So they're pretty good stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's holding up pretty well right now. It's been on there. I got them a week or so ago. I put one on the day I got it.
Do you live in an area that had the blizzard?
No, I'm in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Well, you're supposed
to.
What am I talking about?
He's from an area that doesn't get snow.
Actually, it's been we've had really mild winter. Still see the grass.
Unlike Virginia, been really nice. You know, the state in the south.
What's your point?
Yeah, it's like the East Coast is getting the hard winter this winter, and the Midwest here, we're kind of like sailing through.
Yep.
I can't.
We usually get the lake effect Northeast Ohio snow, and it's been totally great. Actually, Jay, while you were having the giant blizzard, it was sunny and mild here.
We got 30 inches of snow.
Yes, I know.
That's a respectable amount by Western Ohio or Massachusetts standards.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I said to Mike.
Great.
I said, oh, they got like over 2 feet of snow. He's like, oh, well, that's a good snow. You know, not really impressed.
You know, Washington, D.C., there's still people that haven't gotten home yet from the day it snowed. And everybody's laughing at Washington, D.C., but people don't remember Washington, D.C. is a southern city. They don't. It's like, imagine if Houston got 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
It would be, they'd be calling out the National Guard because people would, you know, it would be the end of the world.
Well, D.C. run into twin problems is they do have the infrastructure. What they don't have is the support. Because you've got you've got sanders, you've got bucket loaders, you've got plows. What you don't have is landscapers that are out of work for 6 months that have to put a plow on their truck in order to make money.
Yep.
You know, I was trying to figure it out because like I'd hear, you know, they'd predict snow and I would see every overpass, there'd be like three trucks. There'd be a plow, there'd be a couple of sanders, they brine the roads so that it doesn't stick. They do a very good job. But when it's all done, you don't have 500 independent operators who are going to take care of the plaza parking lots, the individual houses and all of that like you have up in Mass. You know, any landscaping company, they're done by the beginning of November. Yep. And they don't start back up until like late March. If you don't have a way to make money over the winter, you're dead.
Well, yeah, they get a plow and they
go. It's not a lot of activity.
Yeah, they get a contract. They're doing, you know, homeowners associations and driveways and parking lots and you know.
You hit the parking lot for the clubhouse. You hit the little plaza with the mini mart.
Yeah,
those are the things.
Yeah, the lack of snow here in Michigan this year is really killing the guys that contract out to do the snow. And it's been hard on them. I got a couple of friends of mine that do that, you know, during the winter to supplement their income till spring. I have one quick question for Weird, if you don't mind.
No, oh, go no ahead.
Looking at a handgun for a friend of mine, she is just getting into shooting.
Smithers and Airway.
She is leading. No.
Paint grips.
Hell no.
Oh,
I would
God.
Never do that to a no. I would never do that to a nice lady. But she's leaning toward a Smith & Wesson Shield 9mm. Mm-hmm. You know, does anybody or any of you guys know anything about that handgun?
My friend Amanda has a Shield. And she loves it.
They're pretty nice.
Yeah.
They are?
I don't have one, but that's just because it's a single stack and I have, you know, I don't really
you have open carry now, so you know, you no longer need to conceal.
But they have a really good reputation, and
well, she was looking at the Shield, and then she was looking at the new Glock.
I think either one of those in 9mm would be fantastic.
Whichever you can get the better price for.
Yep.
Either one is a fantastic gun.
Or whichever one
Shield.
whichever one she picks up out of the case and is like, ooh, ah. I mean, there is something to be said about the wow factor on a gun, because if you pick up the gun and like, oh, this is cute, or this is nice, or I like how this feels, or I like how this looks, or that one's ugly, that one looks shitty, ooh, I don't like the feel of it, you know, whatever you have it. All those factors for a new shooter are a big deal, because if someone loves their gun, so including like pink grips, if you've got a lady who's into something being pretty and it's got pink grips or lavender grips or whatever sort of like crazy grips, so it's actually pretty, that actually might be enough to kick them over to like take it out to the range a bit more and really shoot it and get familiar with it and take ownership of it.
She'll definitely be at the range a lot, because she's been shooting. She likes my Glock 19, but the grip is just a little bit too big for her, because she has smaller hands. And but I do believe that I just don't know anything. I just didn't know anything about the shield, because I don't own one, and I don't even know anybody. I've seen a couple come through classes, but I've never really handled it, fondled it, touched it, and you know.
I've never heard anything bad about them. The closest thing I've ever heard to bad about a shield are the older ones that still had the thumb safety, and that was just on the – it's a superfluous.
I ran several hundred rounds through one in a Todd Jarrett class, and other than taking a chunk out of my thumb because of the way I hold, it's a very high hold, it ran like a champ. I mean, I was hitting a 6-inch steel plate at 20 yards, and you know, I'll be the first to tell you I'm no shooter.
My recommendation is always go to a gun range that rents.
Yeah.
And
we have one here. And if you rent
the ones you're thinking about buying and have her put some rounds through it and see which one feels better.
Well, she's went through every gun that I own. And like I said, she does like the Glock, but it's just a little too big for her hand. And so we do have a indoor range down here, close quarters tactical in Chesterfield, that they rent all the guns. So I'll probably take her down there and let her go through a couple of those down there before she makes up her mind. She's my Smith & Wesson Snub-Nose 38, and it's she's fine with shooting now. It's just trying to find her something that she's going to be like and be comfortable with. And it's personal preference to, you know, like you said, whatever feels good.
The other thing
I appreciate you guys. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling.
And I'm not going to tell you thanks for taking my call this time, because you always are a wise ass.
Yeah.
All right. You guys take care.
Bye.
All right.
Have a good night.
And we have another call.
What?
Wow. Yeah,
what is going on?
Code 661. Hello.
This is our fault for having too many topics.
I know. We have all these topics prepared. And
I can talk about two of them. It's John from California. But
hey, John.
I've been living in Virginia for the last 6 months. I'm deployed with my Navy unit. So
have you changed your driver's license address yet?
I did, so that I could get my concealed carry, because they were going to do the reciprocity NICS. For my Arizona carry, so I applied for my Virginia carry in the end of December.
You heard what happened, right?
He said it wasn't going to do that anymore.
It
took me a month to get my guns in Virginia because of how crazy the laws are over here. And I'm from California, and I'm saying that. I had two guns sent out here, and it took me a month to unravel how to get my guns out of the gun store that I had shipped it to.
Thanks.
But it snowed like 3 feet. being from San Diego, I don't think I've ever seen that much snow in person. So pretty intense. I have this like little micro rental car. I had to dig my car out, and I had surgery 2 days before, so I wasn't supposed to lift more than 10 pounds. And I'm here digging out my car. It was pretty funny. So that was interesting life experience. Probably one of the better workouts I've ever had. So that was interesting too.
They actually say that shoveling, I read a thing, they said shoveling snow is more of a workout than doing aerobic exercise and all that kind of stuff. It actually gets your heart pumping faster. Yeah. And they're recommending that people over 55 not do it because of the risk of heart attack.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, every muscle around my core, you know, up and down my spine was just destroyed the next day. So, but thankfully, I had a large supply of Percocets from
there you go.
all the day before, so I just napped it off the next day.
Sweet.
But tactical yoga pants, I'm all about those. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to try them on?
I totally would. Oh. But I'd probably wear it, like, underneath something. It'd be like, because I wear compression pants, you know, underneath my jeans because it's so damn cold out here. So,
yeah.
If somebody sends me a pair of tactical yoga pants, I will wear them at the NRA show.
Oh, I'd almost take up a collection for that.
Yeah, they're probably comfortable. I mean, compression leggings are comfortable, so I imagine they're comfortable.
Oh, man.
We should start a GoFundMe.
You can wear them under your kilt, weird.
I don't actually own a kilt.
Well, when you wear yoga pants like that out in public, you're supposed to wear something long enough to cover your butt.
And your junk.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds a whole lot better from back in the late 80s, early 90s when the spandex biker shorts fad was hard heavy. And I was a teenage boy, so just the random boner in the fucking biker shorts. Ugh. That sucked.
I'll be over here in the corner counting out.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. And we have another call.
My goodness, this is awesome.
Making these up.
What did we do?
Did you pay people?
It's area code 903. Hello.
Good evening, squirrels. How are y'all tonight?
We're fine.
Wow.
We're happy.
It's Jason.
Hey, Jason.
It sounds like it. It's a crowded house tonight.
It is.
And I didn't even know y'all did have topics tonight. We've just been going all over the place.
We haven't had a chance to tell anybody what we've been talking about.
Yeah,
we may not bother. Who gives a shit? This is a call-in show, so you know what? If people call in, that's the topic.
Heck, I've just been happy that we're actually discussing guns tonight because that's one thing I've kind of missed. It hadn't been talked about in a while, but hey, it works. In fact, I actually do have a question for Weird about a gun.
Ooh.
And, yeah, if
I like
actually,
how people
if
are
Al,
asking me
that is, if Alan and Brita don't mind me asking it. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I said I'm amused that people are asking me these questions instead of the professional gun writer.
Well, actually, I'm hoping I get Alan and Brita's permission to do this because it's actually something you said on another podcast.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Bum, bum, bum. Nah, go ahead.
Okay. Talked about your PM9,
mm-hmm.
not the 9, PM45, excuse me.
Yep.
The one, your concealed carry one.
Yeah.
And you said it used modified 1911 mags.
That's definitely what I said. It's probably not fully correct. I believe when the gun was designed, they used 1911 mags as a template because essentially it is if you take a 1911 magazine and stick it into a car 45 of any size, really, because they'll all fit. It will go in, it'll seat, it'll lock into place, and then when you push the magazine release button, that magazine will eject like it was meant to be there. But because cars are actually from the rails up are very, very similar to Glocks. They're almost identical to Glocks, really. It's got that tilting barrel. So
yeah.
When you lock the slide back, the barrel's pointing up at an angle, so you have that direct feed angle. Because of that, it's got a much more aggressive feed angle at the end of the magazine. So if you try to chamber around with a 1911 magazine, the slide will just ride up over the top of the bullet and it'll just sit right there. So it'll never strip it off the top of the mag, which pissed me off because I've got a gazillion 1911 magazines and not so many car ones.
Yeah, in fact, that was one of the reasons I was really thinking about getting the 45 version because of that right there. It's like I can get my 1911 mags for cheap, and yeah, they might stick out a little bit, but who cares?
Well, I have the 1.5 round magazine for that gun that I carry in it, but when I'm carrying a reload, I just carry a 7 rounder because why would I carry a smaller magazine when a bigger one takes up almost as much space?
Yeah, that was my thing. I was going to go with the CW45, and it lengthwise it just stick at about an inch. Hey, doesn't bother me at all. Mm-hmm. But like I was telling Alan when he was poo pooing single. People carrying single stack guns.
I was not poo pooing single stack guns.
I'm pretty sure that's what poo pooing sounds like.
I did not poo poo it at all.
You've got a 2 year old. You know what poo pooing sounds like.
I just said I didn't have one.
Yeah, I've got a 2 year old who's getting ready to go into the tyrannical three. So yes, I was just curious on that. And also, since this is my second time calling, and I've already got the stickers, which were fantastic, by the way, the second time callers get something that Brita's worn before. Because if that's the case, I want the Bursa.
Actually, the Bursa might be for sale. So
really,
yeah. Huh. And all the accoutrements. Like the holster and the pink grips and the crimson trace grips.
And you know, and it's going to be autographed and everything?
I would autograph it, sure.
There you go. Whole thing, $2,000.
You think?
Maybe $3,000.
Wow.
You should auction.
Brita, you are an internet celebrity.
I am not. Yeah. I am more.
How many other one-legged librarians do you know?
That
are former bloggers and occasionally dress up as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, probably.
Not dress up.
It's a small and select group. Maybe.
Cool.
And you ought to do an auction one night on Squall Report. Just see how much you could get for it. Proceeds going to your favorite
Brita's new gun fund.
Yeah.
Right. Or like the seven-legged cat fund, feeding fund. So.
Brita's 1911 fund.
There you go. The seven-legged cat is the cat that's gotten all the spare legs from all these three-legged cats that everyone seems to have.
That's right.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling, Jason. Thank
y'all very much. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Call back again.
Thanks for the call, man.
Man.
How is your three-legged cat?
My three-legged cat?
Mm-hmm. How is he?
He's over there sleeping on the floor right now.
He's not eating the wires?
Nah. He's sleeping. Amy keeps him busy.
He's got a girlfriend now.
Yep.
So.
Oh.
He doesn't have time for Alan.
He was actually sleeping in his cat tent earlier today. And this little cat tent, nobody's ever in it. But they wrestle around it, and it winds up in the middle of the floor.
Wait, what do they do around it?
Wrestle.
Can you just – I'm sorry. You must have been breaking up a little bit.
They wrestle around it.
Do they wrestle for acorns?
Yes, they do.
In front of the window.
So they're wrestling around it, and it always winds up in the middle of the floor. So I usually, when I'm walking past it, I just kind of kick it back over to the side. Well, I go to kick the thing, and there's Cosmo is sleeping inside. he's never inside the damn thing, but
maybe
there he was inside
from her.
He got all offended at me too.
Well, yeah. maybe he's trying to hide from her though.
He might have been,
because she's always bugging him.
Yeah. So anyway, cat stories. Apparently Donald Trump is not participating in the
good.
He's afraid of Megyn Kelly.
I have been very vocal in the past about my. Hold on a second. I got a huge frog in my throat all of a sudden.
Oh, he muted.
All right, there we go. So I'm doing the Hillary Clinton. But I mean, I despise Trump. I mean, it's one of those. He's a New York liberal.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's used eminent domain and bankruptcy to further his, further his financial empire, which, in my opinion, makes him a thief.
Yep.
And he's supported every liberal cause and every liberal politician under the damn sun.
He was for single payer health care.
Yeah, he still's for single payer health care.
Of course, he's just lying about it now.
Yeah, but he's also a guy that makes business deals, poor business deals, by the way. I mean, everyone talks about, oh, he's a successful businessman. He was born one of the wealthiest men in the world,
right?
And has only been dropping down the ladder. His dad developed like the entirety of Manhattan. He had so much goddamn money when he was born. And then as soon as he got old enough to start buying and selling, he just started losing it. So, yeah, I hate Trump. I despise Trump. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do if in fact he wins that. Oh, there's another statement is his fucking followers. We've gone through the whole Barack Obama cult of personality, light worker. He's going to, cause the seas to start receding and all that with, the portrait with the hope on it. And all of the people that hate Obama were talking about how horrible that is to have these zombie-like followers. And now Trump's got these zombie-like followers.
Yeah.
So there's a number of things. But I've got to say, when I heard that he said, you know what, screw it, I'm not going to your fucking debate, I really admired that because he's breaking the fucking system.
Well, I have a better theory. Well, not better, but a different theory about
probably
why
more,
he's...
Probably more believable than my theory.
All right. Donald Trump has no, core values aside from Donald Trump. it's all about him and making money and being famous. It's all his ego, right? So
don't forget banging models.
And banging models from the Czech Republic or wherever they're from. Anyway, so he's treating this presidential race like a reality show. So what he's doing by skipping this debate and making a big drama thing. I mean, he's like creating drama. Mm-hmm. And so he's, making people continue to want to watch what he does. And, so he's, again, bringing the focus to himself.
Well, I mean, the big thing is, I mean, you're 100% correct on that, Brita, is Donald Trump has already won. I mean, he is in Newt Gingrich's situation, 4 years ago, is Newt Gingrich, his career was over. He'd done a little bit of lobbying, but essentially he had written a book and he knew that, and I'm sure he had a political, a political fund kicking around with some money still left in it that it was just moldering away. So this was a quick and easy way for him to get a whole bunch of tax-free steak dinners and sell a shitload of books by being on the news for free. Mm-hmm. Being a presidential. And there was so many feckless fucking idiots in the field that he found himself up front and had no idea what to do with himself. Mm. In Trump's situation, he thought of far enough for of the, would I like to be president? Sure, I'd love to be president. And, and I'm sure in the exact same way that Barack Obama is president, is the, I get to be a celebrity. I get to be the rapper. I get to be the movie star. I get to be the quarterback.
Sure.
The center for the basketball team. I'm a celebrity. People are going to take my picture. I'm going to get the good seats at the restaurant. I get my own private jet to fly me around. I get to make speeches and fill out, and fill up rooms, And this lavish lifestyle. I live in a goddamn big old white house. So, right. So if he wins, cool. But he doesn't give a shit. He's just there on the – he is promoting his reality TV shows. Whatever he does after this campaign is over is, he's going to be better off than he was before the campaign started.
Sure.
And so, he doesn't give a shit. And, no. And that's kind of the nice thing about it is that I 100% agree with you. I don't necessarily know how calculating he is on all of this. I think it's more of just the, you know what, fuck it. No. And, you know, but by doing this, he's actually running some weird scenarios that everyone would be terrified of doing. I always joked about, like, if I was ever running for president, which is fucking never, because, hey, guess what? When I think forward to what happens if I win, oh, I'll on my inaugural address, I'll blow my brains out on the mall. But if I was ever running for president, like, the moment someone started talking about, like, who's got a trimmer waistline and who's got better hair and all that, is I would have a speech where I would just fucking pull my shirt off and then shave half my head. And then go, oh, I'm sorry. Do you suddenly care that I'm a fat fuck and I'm out of shape and that I just cut half my hair off and my hair looks like shit? Hey, if you care that I'm out of shape and my hair is bad.
But do you wear boxers or briefs?
Ooh, boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. What, Jay?
Well played, depends. Jay. Well played.
It depends. Oh.
Oh my god.
That was
And by the way, I do the boxer briefs, and let me tell you, fucking everybody else should. Like, there's that is the answer to every question.
Yes.
Like,
yes it is.
That's boxers suck, briefs suck, boxer me briefs too. Awesome.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Brita likes the boxer briefs.
I don't wear boxer briefs.
They do make lady boxer briefs, don't they?
No, they don't.
They've got to.
Well,
maybe they should.
Boxer briefs like go mid thigh, right? The only women underwear that go mid thigh are like those Spanx that squeeze all your that like squeeze all your fat lumps together so that you look smooth under a dress or something.
Do you have fat lumps, Brita?
Not anymore.
You had fat lumps before?
Well,
my shadow weighs more than you, Brita.
You know what? All of my clothes like are really big right now because I've, you know, been doing weight training and stuff. All my clothes are kind of fitting loose, but I weigh more than I have ever weighed in my entire life.
That's why they call you Little Meathead.
Little Meathead.
Sup?
I am 5 feet tall and I weigh 140 pounds. It's crazy.
And it's all rock solid glass.
Well, I still have some squish, but yeah. But no, I don't wear boxer briefs. Back to the
subject.
Yeah.
But what is your opinion of boxer briefs?
Well, if you're comfortable.
If you see a gentleman in the boxer briefs.
Mike wears boxer briefs.
Do you say, Mike, can you get on some like tidy whities for me?
No. Actually, I think I was the one who turned him on to boxer briefs because I think everything else looks kind of dorky.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody who likes other things. Although, like, an old-fashioned pair of regular boxers are kind of cool, you know, too.
No, I'm going to say offense to anyone. Yeah, no. Boxers suck because you're just flipping and flopping all around. It's awful.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
It's just
awful. I didn't take that into consideration at all.
And sometimes if you're, depending on the pants you're wearing, the leg will like constrict around your, the leg opening will constrict around your leg and cut off circulation.
Hmm. Yeah. No. Boxers are worthless. And the regular old briefs, the regular old tidy whities, they're nice, but they're not as comfortable and B, they look like shit. So, if you like the other things, you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Straight up. No, you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
I mean, maybe if you're the one that can go commando and you don't mind, but I don't know. I wear jeans and I always found that like,
I can't believe anybody goes commando in jeans and is comfortable.
With the chafing. Wow.
I feel every single tine of that zipper.
Yeah. And the stink in the. That doubled over seam. Oh God.
This
is the best chafing. Show ever. This is the best show ever. Like there's never been a better show.
We kind of touched on some of our topics.
Yeah.
Oh, and absolutely no thongs, gentlemen.
No man thongs.
No man thongs.
I'm concerned about people seeing my panty line in my tactical yoga pants.
See, if I got the tactical yoga pants, there would be a thong
You will not be able to wear your boxer briefs in the tactical yoga pants. Weird. You're gonna.
Oh my god! Wouldn't that look hilarious?
The
see
line.
The big old fucking panty line in those things down in my thighs. Oh, I'm doing it.
Oh god.
I'm putting it out there, man. If somebody sends it to me, there's enough people that know my address that you get talking amongst yourselves quietly in your little peaceable cabals. You get a package sent to me.
I think we should do a GoFundMe. Yeah. We could have it done in a day.
Yeah.
What size would you be?
Because
they come in lady sizes. You'd probably be
large, wow. Extra large.
What size do they come in? That's the question. Yeah.
Yeah. What are they? Yeah. What? Yeah. How does that translate to like a to a 36-30?
Do they even make them that big?
Women's.
They're
leggings.
Stretchy. I could push real hard.
I don't think they would come in your size.
My nipples are tingling with excitement on this.
Would you want the coyote brown or the black?
Oh, definitely the brown.
Oh, okay.
OD green if they got them.
No, it's just brown or black. I think they just 5-11 has the two colors. That's all.
Why would you not do OD green? Oh, what do they call that more lush green? Is there a stupid industry term for like the more deep green that's
Foliage
not quite
green.
OD? What's that?
Actually, OD green is the darker. Foliage is the lighter.
There's a video of the pants.
I saw that.
I have an era that's foliage green.
There's a video of it. Why are there men here? Okay, there she is.
Why are they men? Because there's a woman wearing tactical yoga pants. That's why there's men there.
Get to see her go prone at the range.
That's exciting.
I'll have to watch that later.
Yeah, in the privacy
of your
own.
Did you almost play the intro music again, Alan?
No, the video starts. That's YouTube's autoplay.
Okay, they come all the way up to extra large.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Extra large and squeeze it in to fit, weird.
Wait a minute. Extra large is sold out?
Hey.
I'm not going to ask.
You know what? Now the speculation, either A, there's a lot of larger women and, you know, God bless you and I love you who are buying in on the tactical camel toes.
They make the American world go round.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, I was at story time at the library today, Brita, and there was a larger woman there in yoga pants. And that was all I could think of was the tactical pants. Or there's just going to be a whole fucking bunch of dudes trolling, like,
oh
various,
my gosh,
like,
I hope so.
YouTube and the NRA show wearing their tactical yoga pants, possibly or not possibly with a large cucumber stuffed down one of the legs.
Oh my god!
Make sure to get one of the English ones.
Oh my god!
What do women have against pockets? Is my question.
That's a good question. Or why do the people who design women's clothes have something against pockets?
Patriarchy.
Because I'm not sure the women don't like the pockets.
Trigger warning. Rape culture.
I don't get it. Like when I buy jeggings, I like jeggings. I confess. I like jeggings, but I like the ones with the pockets in the back.
What is jeggings? Is that the one where she holds the grapefruit and...
What?
What's a jegging?
Jeggings are like leggings, but they look like jeans.
They look like spray painted on jeans.
Believe me, Weird, you will know when La Weirda gets older.
Okay.
Yeah. But I get the ones with the pockets, so I can at least carry my phone and like a lip gloss or something.
Oh, by the way, we got to dive in. Since I said rape culture, we've got to dive into that just other thing we talked about. The fucking woman in... was it Denmark?
The one that fought off her rapist with pepper spray, and then Then they said, "Oh no, you're under arrest because pepper spray is illegal."
Same thing would have happened in Mass.
Well, no, it's not illegal anymore in Mass. Though I will have to say, actually, my employer specifically stated that not only am I not allowed to carry a firearm, but also OC spray is also against company policy.
Gee, thanks.
So I just carry lots of knives.
I'll bring my rifle to work tomorrow in your honor.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Make sure it's a 300 blackout.
I actually have a 300.
Whoosh. That was the squirrel report pneumatic tube.
It was, and it's telling me that it's time to go.
But we're talking about rape culture. But I've got to say, I always say, whenever somebody who's a complete fucking piece of shit dies, and you know, I recognize that they have died, I always point out that they were a fucking horrible piece of shit. And the reason why I do it is because when somebody good dies, you know, I will say, you know, oh, Alan Rickman died. He was a, you know, great actor. Lemmy, love me some Motorhead, you know, all that. And when I'm saying that means legitimately. I will miss them now that they are gone. Sort of idea. Because if you spend time like sugarcoating over, if you spend time feeling bad for the crackhead who shot somebody over an eight ball and all that. Oh, you know, he was abused and grew up in a terrible neighborhood and all of that. You're turning around all the people that grew up in a terrible neighborhood and didn't turn into fucking shithead crack dealers and just do horrible things. And you're just telling them, you know what? Fuck you. You might as well have just done that. And that's just these European countries. They're just focusing on all the rapists and scumbags and pieces of shit and just completely ignoring all the people that actually behave themselves. Ugh.
Yeah, but people that behave themselves and do the right thing are not, influenceable.
That's true. But at least it's nice that they've disarmed the entire population while importing fleets of rapists.
Yeah, how about that? That's going to turn out really well. They're already talking about putting the border crossings back up in Europe to keep people from moving around.
It's too late.
Yeah, well.
Oh, you racist fucks. Why would you be so racist in doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me about what did I saw? I saw something on, I think I saw it on the Facebooks. Somebody was saying that prosecuting people for welfare fraud was racist.
What? Oh my gosh.
It was racist to prosecute people for welfare fraud.
Because if you're progressive, everything is racist, everything is privilege, everything is a dog whistle. But again, it's almost kind of infuriating as you talk about like Barack Obama pretty much polled like, you know, 90 to nearly 100% on all black voters and all that. They just came in like a monolith.
Yep.
Sure.
And all of that. And they talk about like, oh, if somebody's, you know, Hispanic, oh, they'll pull a lot of Hispanic votes or, you know, well, they always say the woman's going to pull the woman vote, but it doesn't work out that way.
They know better.
But then you turn around and you've got like on the, I mean, first off, you've got like the oldest, most decrepit, fucking whitest, the white pile of white bread pieces of shit in the Democrat side. And on the Republican side, at least you got some variation in there. And yet you've got like, you know, two guys that are of Cuban descent. You've got a black guy. You've got just a bunch of other, you know, you had a woman and all that. And they're all, you know, vying around and they're going up and down in the polls, and they were going up and down in the polls based entirely on their performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Carly Fiorina did not get a bump in the polls because we want to put another woman against Hillary Clinton. So it polls for that woman vote, blah, 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 blah. Nope. She fucking got on one of those debates and she fucking owned it. She owned that stage and people said, hooray. Yeah, no, I'm voting for her. And then, you know, she's not that strong a candidate. So she started disappearing. Same thing goes with like Ben Carson. You know, nobody gives a fly. People give a fuck that he's a fucking surgeon. They don't give a shit that he's black.
Nope.
People give some, you know, people give way more of a shit about the fact that he's a Seventh-day Adventist than the fact that he's black.
Or,
well, I think it's because Democrats focus more on identity politics than we do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, wow. Like, Kennedy was Irish Catholic. You better believe those Irish Catholic Democrats were, like, lined up for miles to vote for that guy. Only because he was an Irish Catholic.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's always been that way.
It's still that way.
Tagging Marilyn Monroe.
Right. Also that.
Or look at Bernie Sanders' base. It's all he's out there. He's out there every day. You know, he's every day. Hey, I'm going to raise taxes. And his supporters go, yay, because they don't pay taxes.
Right.
Because they're all kids in college. Or,
yeah, I'm going to give people free college. I'm going to forgive student loan debt. Yeah. Hey, guess what? Because that's going to give them. These are literally the Ayn Randian sense of the word, the looters. I mean, they are just looking to steal. And I mean, and it's the same thing when you go like all the way up too. You start seeing like wealthy people and all that that support, you know, Marxists and socialists and all that.
Yeah.
And I mean, just look at John Kerry. John Kerry has done like all sorts of tax fraud. And as Massachusetts, we've got a little checkbox where you can elect to pay taxes at a higher level and all of that. And none of these like pro-tax people ever check the box. And they're always getting caught like doing all these like shady tax dealings and all that. Cause yeah, no. I want to raise taxes so you can pay for my shit. Cause I'm going to have my lawyers find a way that I'm not paying anything.
Yep.
I mean, there's nobody who's ever supported socialism for altruistic reasons, period. It's never. Cause I mean, just when you look at the actual like core tenets of socialism, it is, you bring the poor people up to the middle and you bring the wealthy people down to the middle and everyone gets to sit at the middle. Nobody, you know, nobody has any strong desires, but also nobody has any excess. There's nobody that's hungry. There's nobody that's homeless, but there's also nobody that like is getting a second home.
What dream world are you living in?
Well, but no, I'm just talking about on the elevator speech. I'm talking the timeshare speech.
Yeah, because that ain't how it works out in reality.
Oh, it's socialism is the political timeshare. Yeah.
What
they're
happens
gonna tell
in
you
re-
how
yeah.
wonderful it is to own this fucking piece of shit that you really kind of don't own. Like it's even worse than owning a condo, you know, sort of idea. And, you know, oh, we're going to rook you for so much money and you only get to spend like a week here, you know, every year sort of idea. And maybe not necessarily the week you want to spend there.
Yep.
And but all that. But the actual elevator speech plug, the timeshare plug for socialism is that all the beggars in the streets will suddenly have, you know, a modest means and a modest living, and all of the super duper wealthy people in mansions will suddenly be down to modest livings. And all the people in the middle will, you know, at best have a little lateral transition, you know, or, you know, some of the upper middle will be downgraded a little bit and some of the lower middle will be upgraded ever so slightly. But as a general rule, it's just, you know, but essentially, I mean, part of the tenets of socialism is the rich people are going to get fucked, just fucked. You know, they're going to get completely screwed over. They're going to be going from living the life of luxury. And yet you never see anybody actually cop up to that. It's discussed specifically in like poor ass people circles.
Oh, yeah.
And or politicians who are looking to drop the hatchet on people. But never once does somebody say, yes, I look forward to giving up my mansion to Bernie Sanders.
And it'll never happen because under socialism, the wealthy stay wealthy and everybody else becomes poor.
Yes.
Because that's how it works.
And on top of that, if you are wealthy and you are living in a mansion, if you do have like multiple summer homes, even Donald Trump, as all the shit that I just said about him, even Donald Trump has indeed worked his ass off to get, you know, those things. I mean, he could have done more of the, you know, the Michael Jackson, just squander it all on bullshit and hush money and all that. I mean, there's, you know, he's not doing well for himself, but he could be doing way worse. And yeah, those people are like, no, I worked 90-hour work weeks so I could get this fucking mansion. No, you don't get to fucking take it away because you were working 37 hours in a job with zero accountability where you're on Facebook all day. So yeah,
all right.
It's crap.
Weird's rant. And we're done.
Okay. And we're done. All right. Good night, Internet. Remember, more hog. Go on the Facebook page and leave a comment that says more hog. And if you haven't done the iTunes thing, do the iTunes thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be the top rated podcast of 2016. Are they still doing Serial? Is Serial even, I don't even know what Serial is.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Whatever Serial it is, we're going to beat them. If you bump into Serial, tell him I'm coming for him and hell's coming with me.
All right, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Good night.
Bye. Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.